Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another Tuesday Teaching Tip. And today, we're talking about statistics. Numbers, how not to use them, and how to use them to enhance our preaching and teaching. Now, this is a very important subject because preachers do have a bit of a reputation for over-exaggerating and not using numbers and statistics accurately. And I myself have been at fault in this area in the past. My good friend David Kaner has helped me. He's a genius mathematician and a person who keeps me honest with my statistics. And on more than one occasion has pointed out how I have misused numbers. He did it in a really good way, but it was helpful to me because I began to realize I need to understand numbers better. I'm not a mathematician, I'm a musician and a preacher. And so I don't really understand how to use numbers the best way, but I've been helped by him, by my scientist wife, and by a podcast, which I'll talk about in a moment. But we need to understand why these numbers are important, or why numbers are important, and getting them right are important. As Paul says in Acts, talking to Festus, he says, "What I am saying is true and reasonable. The king is familiar with these things, and I can speak freely to him." So Paul is appealing to the fact that what he's saying is true, and that Festus not only knows they're true, but I suppose can check. He can verify that these things are true. We need to be sure, as best we can, that what we're saying is true. Just because we saw a headline in the newspaper, on an internet site, someone sent us some numbers, doesn't mean they're accurate. Have we checked them, at least to the best of our ability, and how do we use them? I want to give you an illustration. I used this, I think it was this last Sunday in a sermon, an article or an excerpt from an article from Christianity Today magazine entitled Porn Stats. And this is the these are some findings by Josh McDowell's ministry, the Barna Group, surveying ministers and teenagers and adults in the United States. And I used a couple of the numbers in my lesson. And I'll share one with you that I used, and which was this, that amongst young adults aged 13 to 24, that age group, more of those people, those young adults, more of them think that not recycling is more immoral than watching pornography, than indulging in pornography. They think not recycling is more immoral than pornography. And that's a pretty startling statistic. But I need to know, are these people who claim to be Christians or not? Because in this article, which you can have a copy of if you're interested, email me, there are some statistics that apply to Christians, some to non-Christians, some who, and even with the Christians, these are self-identified Christians who have attended a church service in the past month and say that their faith is important to them. So if I was going to use these statistics again, I'm not sure I gave all the right caveats on Sunday. I have to go back and look at my recording. But I think I would need to say, of some of these statistics, they're from people who aren't Christians and some who are, and in fact they self-identify as Christians. We don't know everything about their faith. And for these statistics about young adults, actually, in this article I can't tell whether these are calling themselves Christians or not. Even so, the numbers are alarming and shocking, and that's okay. But I need to think about what I can check, what I can't check, and for what I can't check, what caveats, what extra information to give to indicate that I am cautious about the exact details. That's so important. Caution. We can still be direct. We can still use numbers effectively and powerfully. And in fact, these numbers, whatever the detail, are something that means something. It's just important that I know what I'm saying and the people I'm speaking to, the congregation, any audience I'm addressing, know where this is coming from and how much I've checked it. So let me ask you, when you use numbers, when you use statistics, how much do you check what you're speaking about? And how clear are you to the people you're speaking to about where you got these numbers from and how verifiable they might be? Have you thought about that? What do you say to those people? And if you're new to the world of numbers and statistics, as I certainly was a few years ago, may I encourage you to find someone in your congregation that understands statistics and numbers and how to use them and have a conversation with them about how you can best use them in your lessons. And I recommend a BBC podcast, which I've been listening to for a while, called More or Less. It's part educational, it's partly quite funny and entertaining, and there's a short version of 9 minutes, there's a longer version of 20-odd minutes. And listening to it regularly has helped me to understand the difference between causation and correlation and how to use numbers better. I certainly still don't have all that down, but it has been a help to me, and I hope it might be to you. I'll post a link to that beneath these recordings. Anyway, let me know what helps you with the numbers, what makes a difference, and what helps you to be accurate and fair and to find numbers, to use numbers in a powerful and useful way. Let me know how you stay true and reasonable in what you're speaking about. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.